Let's take a psalm book and turn to number 584. Number 584. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul never dies. No savior will go near me alive. Where all is love and the soul never dies. The rose is blooming there for me, where the soul led in our opening prayer by Brother Fred Vaughn.
Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come another Lord's Day. We come with heads bowed and humble hearts approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking that you, dear Father, will look down upon us and love us and claim us as your own. We come this morning because, dear Father, we find ourselves walking in a sin-sick world, a world that's against everything that your Son died for, a world where Satan is reigning supreme and seeking who can sift his wheat. But let us, your children, Father, stand firm, face him with the fist of rebellion, and let him know that we will travel wherever we have to stamp out the wiles of the devil. We also pray, dear Father, as we travel, that we will continue to preach and teach the word of God so forcefully that all sinner men and women will come asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, as we go, we will seek out those who are meeting and grouping in darkness, teaching them the beautiful words of what thus saith the Lord. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go, help us, your children, to be willing to teach, to love, and to preach all things that are necessary to make heaven our home. We're also praying, dear Father, as we go, help us to lock with each other, hand in hand and arm in arm, and stand united as we face Satan on every front that there is. We're also praying to you, dear Father, as we go, help us to teach, preach, and to help others to understand what thus saith the Lord. We know, dear Father, that there are too many things that confront us, and we often want to turn back. But help us not to fall in love with this present world, but march on to glory, loving God and everything that he stands for. We're also praying, dear Father, as we go, we, your children, will always exhibit the kind of light and let it shine so brightly that men and women will come out of darkness and ask, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, for all of our preacher brothers who preach and teach tirelessly, those who stand before us every Lord's Day and deliver us the word of God, those who teach all of the things that are necessary to make heaven our home. Let us grab a hold to these things and hold to them fast. And once we get them, help us to take the time and examine our lives and cast off every weight that so easily beset us. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go, that you will help us to understand that we must hide the word of God in our hearts so we won't sin against God. And once we've done these things, let us fully put on the whole armor of God, be completely dressed, be ready to stand firm on every corner, be willing to teach and preach the word of God so forcefully that all men and women we run into will come running and ask, what must I do to be saved? And once they come, let us take the time to teach and preach the word of God to them. And after we've done all of these things and been found faithful in your sight, we're asking that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praise to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Take your song books and turn to number 445. Number 445. Rock of Ages. This will be the song before the Lord's Supper. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And if you'll notice on our table, it says, do this in remembrance of me. Number 445. Rock of Ages, let us for me. Let me hide myself.
Rubies and all the things that may be desired